You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today's topic is engaging your team. So I'm going to be covering some specific strategies to use to get your team focused on your business mission and vision rather than their team drama. If you'll recall, I kind of used the analogy or had you think about what it might be like inside of the space shuttle as it takes off. Those astronauts are not focusing on who said what about who. They're not gossiping. They're not worried about who did more work or if someone tried to make their job more difficult. There isn't time. 100% of their focus and tenacity is all towards meeting their mission. And there are huge consequences if they don't. So while very few businesses are going to be that intense, you do want a similar focus inside of your business. So when there's not time for drama, there tends to be less drama. So engaging your team and getting them fired up and excited about what you're up to in your business is a way to shift focus. So how do you do that? I believe that one of our innate desires as human beings is to know that our lives are part of something bigger than ourselves. Some of us tuck it away or don't pay attention to it. You know, we kind of don't want to think about it, but I do believe it's there. And if you can ignite that in your employees and help them achieve that, you know, fulfill that purpose through the work that they do in your business, your nonprofit, your clinic, then they'll be engaged. So how do you do that? The first is, do you have a clear vision and mission for your business? If you're saying, oh, heck yeah, we did that years ago, that might not be exactly what I mean. Does it ignite fire and passion inside of you as their leader? Do you know what it is? Does it live and breathe in your business? Or is it just sitting typed up in a dusty old binder in the corner of your office? Maybe you haven't even pulled it out in years. It might be time to do that. So if you don't have one, I encourage you to do that. We'll talk about how to create one in another episode if you don't have one. But for the time being, let's assume that you do have one. If you don't, just for right now, just think about, why do you do what you do? Why did you either start your business or enter this career? Why did you decide to go into leadership yourself? What was the big vision that you had? What's the difference that you want to make in this world or in your community? What does it feel like? So remove the barriers and the challenges. Like, don't think about that stuff right now, but just, what was your vision? What was your hope for a future when you entered your business, started your career? Really get at the feel of it. Now take a minute to think about the first time you helped, really helped make a difference for a client, a customer, a patient. Maybe it was working with their family member. What did it feel like? How excited were you? Do you remember their name? What did you do right after and who did you tell? Did it feel really good? Did your heart zing? So think about that. I want you to be attached to your own passion, your own fire. What really ignites you? It's the fuel that keeps you going, gives you tenacity. We'll start there. Because now, once you find your fuel or get reignited, so maybe you had a big passion years ago and you've been stuck in the muck of the junk that you have to deal with day to day inside of your business or in your career or your nonprofit. And so now you're just focused there. So set that aside for a minute and really get reattached. Once you're reattached or have found your fuel, now I want you to share that with your team. So that's the first step. Share with them what it really means to you to do the work that you do, to provide the products or the services that you do. What's the difference? What's the hope? What's the outcome you want to help achieve? Next, I want you to ask them why they entered the profession. What's their own personal vision for the difference that they want to make? How did they feel the first time they helped a client, a patient, a customer? Often when I speak, I walk the participants through this exercise, and very often there are tears during this time. People really get at the heart of why they do what they do. And sometimes, like I said, when we get into the daily grind, we just forget and we're no longer really engaged. We're focused instead on fighting with insurance companies or trying to get vendors to pay their bills or, you know, trying to get profits up and costs down, or dealing with landlords, whatever those struggles are, those challenges are, trying to get employees to do what you need them to do, we forget about why we're even doing what we're doing. So the second is get them fueled. What fuels them? Next, I want you to really have them participate in your mission. How do the individual, even the smallest tasks that any employee does, impact your business mission and vision? How are they helping you meet your business objectives? So attach every task to that bigger mission and vision to elevate it. Do you know that years ago, a form of war torture that they used for war prisoners was to have them move a giant pile of dirt from one side of a field to another? Every day they would get out of bed and go to the field knowing that they were going to face that same pile of dirt, and that all day they were going to exert energy and give hard work to moving that same pile of dirt shovel by shovel. It was torture. Why was it torture? Because we as humans have an innate desire to know that our lives have meaning, that we're helping to make a difference. Moving the same pile of dirt every single day has no purpose. How many piles of dirt are your employees moving inside of your business? Think about it. If you have forgotten to attach the smallest tasks, maybe there's even some big tasks that people don't realize are helping you meet your mission, there is no purpose. They're just moving piles of dirt. So I encourage you to please look at your business and think about, where have I forgotten to make sure that my employees know that with everything they're doing, they're helping us meet our business objectives. I encourage you to have every employee create a mission-centered job statement. So not a job description, but a job statement. So a statement of just two or three sentences that describes how their work helps you meet that bigger mission. So for instance, a gardener at a church, you know, his normal job description, he or she, the normal job description might just say digs in the dirt, plants flowers, cuts grass. But a mission-centered job statement would say that he or she creates a beautiful, welcoming environment for people to come and experience God. A photographer might say, I schedule appointments and I snap photos. A mission-centered job statement would say, I collect memories. You know, beautiful family memories. I capture them forever. A receptionist or a front desk person, they're creating a warm, welcoming environment for people who are coming to be healed, or people who are coming to be helped or served. A billing person is helping to keep your doors open. So they're creating great relationships with your vendors, etc., so that they can get bills paid on time and have good credit with people you need to purchase things from. So help them see the part that they're playing and help them speak about their jobs in terms of the big outcome you're creating. You know, depending on the size of your organization, maybe some of your employees don't even see the customers, but they're still helping to make that product or service happen for that customer. Everyone needs to realize that everyone helps create great customer service. Years ago, when I first started talking about designing a drama-free workplace or engaging employees, I was inspired by an employee that I worked with years and years ago at a hospital, and she was a housekeeper. And, you know, if you think about the job of a housekeeper in a hospital, it's not the nicest job. So she was dealing with messy, yucky stuff every day. And yet every day when I saw her, she was happy, she was excited, she was invigorated. And so I asked her one day, I said, how do you do it? How do you come in here day after day and continue to be so upbeat? And she said, you know what? Every time I come clean up a particularly difficult mess, I just think about how bad that patient must have been feeling. And I know that in some small way, I'm helping to make them feel better. So she was not involved in patient care directly, but she still knew that the work that she was doing was helping to meet that end objective. So help each of your employees do the same. Help them find their own fuel and attach to your mission and vision, the end objectives that you're trying to create for your community, for this world. You don't want people who are there just for a paycheck. You know, I say as you hire employees, they become an extension of you, and they need to be a coordinated extension of you. And you need their arms, legs, and heads to work in coordination with you, right, as their leader. But most importantly, you need their hearts. If you're hiring people just for the kind of physical work that they can do, or the mental work, but not their hearts, they're there just for a paycheck, they're going to do what's minimally required, and they're going to be ready to leave as soon as they get another job offer for more money. I encourage you to hire people who are excited about the work that you're doing and have strengths and gifts that they can use in service inside of your organization. Help every employee see the big difference that they can make while they're working with you. You'll have less drama. They'll be more focused on the big outcome, because that's the thing. You know, the example that I use with the moving the piles of dirt, if you had a group of people that were getting paid nothing to move a pile of dirt, to build an orphanage or a hospital, they would be invigorated by the end of the day because the work that they were doing had a purpose and some meaning. So help your employees know the difference that they're helping to create. Help them see how the work and the energy that they're focusing on their work there is helping you meet some big objective. Engaged teams are more loyal. They miss less work. You know, if they're excited about the work they're doing, they don't want to miss it. They rise to the challenge. They excel. The work becomes so important. I mean, even a data entry or emptying a garbage can, if they're helping to create something bigger, it's now elevated. So the steps, and these will be on the show notes as always. So the steps are for you to find your own fuel first. I'll throw some questions on there to help guide you in thinking, you know, maybe it was years ago for you, or maybe you're just brand new and you still are fired up, but you're starting to feel that frustration. So help you find your fuel. Then you're going to share that fuel with your team from the heart. You're going to help them feel your excitement about what you're up to in your business, your nonprofit. Then you're going to have them think about why they do what they do. Have them create a mission-centered job statement so they can really attach even the smallest tasks to the bigger mission and vision. And have them know that every moment they're spending is so important. Get them engaged so you have that loyal team who's fired up working well together. They'll be less focused on drama and more focused on doing what you need them to do. So thank you so much. It just means the world to me that you've spent this time with me today. I hope that you found some good nuggets that you can take back into your business. As always, I'm going to make my ask of the three S's: subscribe, submit, and support. So one, if you found value here, go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site and subscribe to this podcast so that you know each time there's a new episode available. The second is submit. Submit, again, if you found value here, please submit a review. You can go to my same website and click the submit a review button. That would be much appreciated. Those reviews help other people find this podcast. iTunes uses that as a measure for how high you'll be, how easily you'll be found in searches. The other submit is submit your questions. I'll be having periodically a Defeat Your Drama segment in some of the episodes where I will answer listener questions. So again, go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click at the top on the, or go to the podcast site and then click the submit your question. And you can either leave a recording or send me a typed message of your quick drama story or leadership challenge and a question. And I'll be providing customized answers and solutions on the podcast. So keep listening to see if your question is answered on the podcast. And then the third is support. Please support this mission. I am on a mission to defeat drama one person at a time, one business at a time. And I believe that this world would be at a better place if we could all focus where it needs to be instead of on the drama. So I'm on a goal. I'm on a mission to defeat the drama in this world, and we can do it together. So please share, tell your colleagues about this podcast, please email, use social media. It would be so much appreciated.